Now listen to Paul. He says, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I'll confess thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. Now, this is amazing. When the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, he came into this world as a minister of the circumcision. And his ministry was confined to the nation Israel. He very frankly said, I'm not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's Matthew 15:24. And in Matthew 10:6, he said to his apostles, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then, we are told, the same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we had seen Jesus. And they were Gentiles, Greeks. Of course, those that believe, those Greeks were actually Hellenes, which means they were Jews who were out in the Roman world in that day. And probably it was that. In other words, when he came 1900 years ago, he came in this capacity. Why? To confirm the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God says, from your loins, Abraham, I'm going to bring one. There'll be a blessing to the world. And he had to come that way, to be a blessing to the Gentiles, you see. And for that reason, we're told in Luke 2:21, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Friends, he couldn't be Jesus unless he was born in the line of Abraham and in the line of David, and unless he followed the law. They called him Jesus after he circumcised. He was brought up that way. He came to fulfill the entire Mosaic system. We're told, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them which were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Salvation came to Israel through Christ in confirming and fulfilling the truth of the Old Testament promises. By this method, salvation is brought to the Gentiles. The Gentiles' only claim was upon the mercy of God. No promise was ever made to our fathers. I do not know who my father was way back yonder in the beginning of the forests of Germany and over in Scotland. I do not know what his name was, but I do know this. God never made any promise to him. He made no promise to my fathers, but he did to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, Christ came to confirm the truth of the promises made to the fathers of the Jews, but he came that the Gentiles might obtain mercy. And this, the Gentiles, are to glorify God. I thank God the gospel came years ago to my ancestors. And it was only by the mercy of God. They were not outstanding. They hadn't done anything. Now, we're told here, as it is written. And you notice how many times he uses that. As it is written, for this cause I'll confess thee among the Gentiles, sing praises. And he quotes here two from the Psalms. One is from Deuteronomy. One is from Isaiah. The quotations that you have in this section from the Old Testament. Now he says, verse 10, and again he said, rejoice ye Gentiles with this people. Now this is from Deuteronomy 32:43. This is from the law, you see. And it's the end of the song of Moses. And verse 11, and again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And this now is from the 117th Psalm, the briefest psalm there is in the Scripture. All is used twice here. Praise him, all ye Gentiles. Thank God for that. Verse 12, and again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. You see, the word came to us. Paul's writing to Romans, and the Roman church was largely a Gentile church. Our churches today are largely Gentile churches. Now the God of hope, he says, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is, as it were, a benediction. Now, this actually concludes the doctrinal section of Romans. And the believing heart, I think, finds here the rock of ages. That's the shelter in the time of storm. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Now, that's what Romans should do to you. I hope this study in Romans is given to many of you joy and peace and strengthens your faith. And that has brought hope into your life and power, my friend. Now, that brings to an end the doctrinal session.